Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to the 2 Hour Podcast. I have a special guest that helps me with my, comics, because I make comics. And it's been quite a journey. I mean, he's helped me with editing, making my comics better. Because usually my stance is like maybe dry or dry, but he adds flavor to it. He adds, seasoning, and his name is, it's Kelly.
Hey,
how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, great. Yeah, definitely. And so pretty much, I'll give a rundown about, it's pretty much called Chef Phil's Atelier. And pretty much we make comic books. Nothing has been released. Well, before things have been released, but things has been pulled back. And so now, we're going to release again, but more of a cartoon base and more animation style comics and stuff. Pretty much it's revolved around, pretty much mostly culture and like family base around that, or pretty much, kids adventure and just, seeing the world and going on crazy adventures and, scenario and, very comedic and something to drive away. Cause at first I was like into like fantasy and all this and stuff like that, but the genre right now with fantasy is just a lot. And so my thing is just, pretty much bring back that kind of sitcom vibe and stuff, but more well-grounded, more modern, and more like that. But pretty much, Kelly, how do you feel about the comics, let's start with the fantasy one where we did, like, you was helping to edit, the Chef Fields and stuff.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about those?
I liked those quite a bit. It was like Rick and Morty, like I said before to you. But this this new batch with the grandpa in the story,
yeah.
Taking the place of a talking hippopotamus, that works too. It's a little more grounded now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like pretty much before, because it's the hippopotamus, and pretty much it was pretty much tagging along and always like, pretty much the voice of reasoning and stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's somewhat flipped now where the grandpa is, wants to do all this stuff, because there's another thing that I didn't add into it, but until later and stuff, he has cancer. So he's trying to do all these activities and stuff. And this kind of gives the whole why Cammy is always into adventures and going on. So it's pretty much, I told certain people, I don't know if it's going to be, but it's pretty much like a prequel to the whole thing, but it kind of explains how Cammy gets into the whole want to do adventures and just going just beyond and stuff.
Yep. So does the rest of the family know that the grandpa has cancer? Or is he keeping that to himself?
No, the whole family knows about it. They knows about it. Tyrell knows about it. Delilah knows about it. Well, that's because the grandpa is actually the father of Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows about it, and Tyrell knew about it. Because this is a script I actually wrote before. So, but the hippo was with the Cammy and stuff. But I'm starting to try to revert. I'm trying to take back the whole talking hippo or something. But still, it'll be maybe something to more modern stuff. Not trying to get into the fantasy and stuff. That. Try not go into that. So maybe hippo was an AI or something, or maybe
maybe it's like a Calvin and Hobbes type thing. Where Cammy has a stuffed animal, but she sees it as alive, in her mind.
Oh, yeah. Mm, yes. That could be. Yes. That could be. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I see what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to, right now it's like pretty much, as you see, like even the other titles we'll talk about and stuff, mm-hmm. Other stuff. I'm trying to push back on all the fantasy, all the make-believe and stuff. I'm trying to push back that. But with the Sheffields, you know, it's just, you know, a family and it's more, you know, well-grounded, you know, see what their lives are actually. Because, you know, with Tyrell, you know, accounting, so he's dealing with work and stuff. Delilah, some, you know, good afternoon talk show or whatever she's on. Mm-hmm. And, like, with Yvonne and Olivia, you know, before they were supposed to be witches, but, you know, I'm taking that back and they're not going to be witches. I'm not going to have that. But have them where Olivia's way into anime. I don't know. Are you able to, like, put anime, the word anime, into comics and stuff? Or is that
I would think so, you know. It's kind of a generic term. You can,
Okay. So, yeah, and, like, Olivia is, you know, way into anime, so she likes to draw. Yvonne is way into music and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why she's very vocal. And then pretty much Zeke is just, you know, skateboarding, whatever, all, you know, most likely he's going to be focusing on, like, delivery and stuff. So he's going to be, like, the kid that's trying to deliver packages and stuff. Like, he makes a profit off of it or whatever, but it's something to do. And then, of course, Cammy is pretty much, you know, scientist always still. That's still just going to stay with her stuff. But, yeah, but how do you feel about it? Is there anything you want to say?
I like that Olivia and Yvonne, couldn't remember her name for a second, you know, aren't they're not using magic powers now. I actually like that a little better than what you had before. So
that's good. It's, it gives them to like different personalities, and it gives them, you know, pretty much to separate and stuff with that. Because originally how I made this, like how this all started, was literally it was just Cammy, his hip, the hippo, and the grandpa, and it was pretty much, you know, Cammy going on the whole adventure, the hippo is just tagging along, and the grandpa was just along because, you know, diagnosed with cancer, and she was gonna make herself just, like, you know, have, make sure he has the best, you know, 60 days until, you know, he goes out or stuff. It was, you know, pretty much 60 episodes or 60 comics and stuff. But that was before way then. And then I had to draw the parents. And then when I drew the parents, I was like, should she have siblings? And then when I drew the siblings and had the person redo, you know, artists and stuff, then I was like, you know what? They could be a whole family and they could all with the shenanigans and stuff. And just because usually I know the main star is like Tyrell kind of came in the mix or whatever because it's his family, but it's mostly Cammy. Cammy is the main star. That is like the main star. But hopefully, you know, this, you know, something comes out of this, you know. I know there was an Afro Comic Con convention coming out this year, and they're around like September, and I wanted to hold like little all of it out and stuff, but then I was like, no, I can't rush, because when you rush people, you start seeing the quality like deteriorate and stuff, and you're like, go, go. So I'm like, okay, next year. But that's what the chef feels. So, you know, that's our, I mean, that's, so hopefully, you know, you get that out. What do you think about, now, I'm still debating on the name, because now I went to Soda Pop Jamaicans. But how do you feel about Soda Pop?
I think I like Soda Pop Stars better. That's just me.
Okay. Yeah, because it's that with Soda Pop, it's like, I don't know why, but it's like, you know, K-pop. I really listen to K-pop a lot. And then I was like, what if there was, like, you know, a female group, but, you know, let me see if I could try to write something like this and stuff. But, you know, they're all in music and stuff. They're all, like, you know, bus. And then Yeah, like MC Fizz was pretty much off of, you know, MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Base it off, and then, you know, had the bus tour and stuff. But, you know, trying to figure out how to make, like, even though you have this idea, it's like, what's the purpose? Like, what's the end goal?
Well, that one kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but Jim and the Holograms, or Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of. So.
Exactly. That's what, yeah. So something like, yeah, pretty much. So that where with that, it's just, you know, adventure and the tour guy. So, you know, just yep. to do that and see that goes. I don't know how that's going to get through, but originally it was supposed to be 3D animation or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that failed. Yeah. It was too much. Trying to get into 3D animation is actually hard. It's difficult. It's, you really need like a team, like a literally like dedicated team for that.
Yeah, maybe 2D animation. I actually like that better. And then, or Flash, if you want to do it on the cheap. But the the artwork you showed me, that's probably the best artwork of all the comics that you've shown me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the same guy. I think he's getting better with drawing, because he's the one who did the you know, the other comics and stuff that's, you know, shut down stuff with all that going on and stuff. But yeah, he's doing a lot more and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And there's other comics that you're going to, it's just little short things and it's going to come your way. And then you're just going to, you know, make it work.
Yeah. I know you just sent me something about the Outback. I just saw it in my email. So
yeah. So whenever you get a chance and stuff, that Outback is really something, I got an idea based off from a coworker and she how her situation and stuff was like, I need to make a comic book out of this. Cause you know, I can feel like already shenanigans and stuff can happen and stuff. So, but, you know, of course, changing everything, just, you know, redoing everything. So, it don't, you know, won't be, you know, trying to tell someone business. But, you know, when you take, you have something, you could change it and make it something different. But, you know, you still have the same premise of what's going on, the same thing.
Right.
But, yeah, very, very family oriented and stuff. What do you think about... Hotspot's
good. Like you said in your pitch deck, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of reminds me a lot of Scooby-Doo and those type of shows. Yeah. So that one was pretty good. I think the only one I kind of was kind of meh on was Cousins in the Bay. But
Yeah.
But I actually really liked Skate Trip. That one was really good.
Yeah. Skate Trip. Now that one, that's gonna take a while to get done. That one, because that's 60 pages, and that's, you know, the other person who did Soda Pop. That one, he's gonna do the art for that, but he's already piled up with, you know, other work he's doing and work for me and stuff. So, and then he's gonna also do the Four Leaf Clover. I don't know if you ever. Now with that one, Four Leaf Clover, it's so, because already four comics has been made for that, but it never been released or stuff. Mm. It's just kind of stopped. But this one is just because I still always like action and stuff. But I'm like, what can I do? How can I do action but like not know like as superheroes or powers or stuff? And then I was like, oh, you know what? Karate. I mean, of course you can push to the limits to what karate, because you can go kind of absurd and stuff. But you can have a solid foundation and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was kind of like Iron Fist a little bit, you know, but
Yeah, definitely like Iron Fist and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because originally the Clover guy, he was, or the Dan Clover, he was supposed to have like the power of like just energy and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they all had energy powers and stuff. And there's also this whole thing of just, you know, superpower, supernatural and stuff like that. But yeah. I think just taking that all out makes me think like, okay, I actually have to think and try to work, make this work instead of just, you know, the whole, well, you know what, just made up thing, here you go, throw it in there, some he can do this because he has this and stuff, and it's like, oh, the cheat codes, you know.
Right.
But yeah, but going back on Hotspot, that is an idea I got where I thought about, it's so vague. Because, you know, usually I get these ideas when I'm just, you know, walking outside or on the transit and stuff.
Yeah.
And I see these things. And, you know, I think I saw a group of kids or something or people walking or whatever. But they were, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was at work or something. But they were trying to figure out, trying to solve something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, that's, you know. I don't know if I helped them or not. I don't know. Probably, or they asked me something or something. But probably. Okay. But either way, it was an idea where I was like, well, you know, what if there was like a sibling and they were all siblings and they all helped out, and the thing they get out was, you know, kind of like artifacts, you know, old artifacts and stuff like that and stuff. And so it's like, yeah, let's see if they can do that. Now, there was a running gag on at the end of the comic that I wanted to do every time, but I don't know if this would be, I mean, this is on you, like, you okay. Let me know how this feel, but I always wanted like a white supremacist, like racist guy, always calling them to get like his artifact or certain thing. It can be like say like a Klan's robe or something, but they always hang up because they don't want to do it. They're like, no. And so he always like calls in with different voices or just trying to, you know, because he knows they're good to get their thing, but they're like, nah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, the white racist thing. I don't know. In this day and age, probably not a good idea. But yeah, you could have that character like a reoccurring type villain who calls in with different voices and things, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's an idea. Yeah, so I mean, we could incorporate that in. But
no, don't go with the whole thing. That, but yeah, like a villain, it's something they maybe, yeah, you know, probably be like some device that can just end the world or something. They're like, no, we don't want to find this and stuff. You know what? And that could work out like a season finale where they actually do it, but they're actually trying to stop them. So, you know what? Yeah, you're right. That's a running gag and stuff like that.
Okay. That one's I could see is like maybe like back in the 90s, they had all these cartoons on the Cartoon Network. I could see it as one of those, like Kids Next Door or something like that.
Exactly. And that's where I get most of, like, you know, my like motivation, because I mean, I'm pretty sure you grew up with the 90s or like the Cartoon Network and stuff, like, you know, Friday night and stuff, and you just stayed up and just, you know, you're watching and stuff. And so that's like my whole like drive there is to just make cartoons and stuff. I think that was mainly my thing and stuff. Cause at first I always wanted to work at Pixar. I always wanted to try to get there and stuff, but went a different route and got a finance degree. So that it went another route. But, with cartoons and stuff. And then there's other ones that I'll send you, just, you know, just to talk about more. There's like living in the pyramids. You'll see what that is, but it's pretty much the time when, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible, but during, Joseph reign, when he was the governor. Mm-hmm. So during that, where everything was kind of, you know, cool before the whole, the other Pharaoh came in, and then all of a sudden now they're slaves. And then there's another one. Well, the four-leaf clover was going to be, you know, drawn. And then I think there's another one. There's a there's another one. Oh, a marriage of or something. It's a love marriage or something. Okay. Marriage and deportation.
Something. I see. Yeah.
So that's something. And then, you know, hopefully get all this done and complete it and have it out in 2025 at conventions and stuff and start selling. Because, you know, to be honest, doing like selling it at comic book stores was a challenge for me because I had to travel to comic book stores or call them every time. And it was always cold calling. And it was always like, no. Sorry, I don't think we have the people for that. Are you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that market is kind of drying up anyway, you know. Because, you know, DC and Marvel, they kind of suck right now. So
they do.
A lot of the comics just those stores are closing down in rapid numbers. So you have to find maybe a better distribution channel, I think.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of right now is conventions, most likely, because it's still, I mean, conventions are still kind of, I mean, they're fading out, but they're not fading out like rapping and stuff, because like WonderCon's still happening, and my friends who's doing his own con and stuff is still happening, and there's still people that come to his stuff, so that traffic of people walking by instead of like in a comic book store where it's like they might see it, or they have to put it up at front counter, but at a convention, people walking around passing, so they'll see it. You'll get eyes. So that's why I'm like, I'm gonna have to start just after we finish this comic book and have this out. I'm just gonna have to go to conventions to sell these. I can't just go to comic book stores because it was a drag and like trying to pitch it to them and stuff, and it's like also if it sells,
yeah, well, you're in a good position in California there. There's probably a lot of comic book cons and things around you where you're at.
Yeah, there is. There's a fan expo there is. Surprisingly, it's like it is kind of coming up. Like it's like more stuff. So I'm very odd by that. But with the comic book store, those are really shutting down and stuff. Marvel and DC, they just, because, you know, after, you know, with my walk with Jesus, I got rid of all my comic books and stuff because, you know, I got rid of them all and stuff. but, you know, it wasn't like, because I'm a comic book geek and, you know, I'm still going to be a comic book geek. Like, I still know the knowledge of stuff. But the thing is, the comic books I had weren't like, you know, they could not make money. They're like dollar bin because, you know, with DC and Marvel, they could have been like the hottest thing out. You know, you pay $4, well, $5 in my $5. Yeah. And then once you read it, it's like, well, who else is going to want to buy it for $5?
Right.
will it go up in value? No. One time I did have a comic book that did go up in value, like it skyrocketed, but I was really a comic book geek at that time. So I was like, I'm going to hold on to it, but it's gone now. But it was Stargirl and it was like in DC because James Gunn was like, we're going to make a Stargirl movie and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, the comic book or Supergirl is one of those comic book. I don't know which one was it. It's either Stargirl or Supergirl.
Probably Supergirl.
Yeah. And I had the comic books of it. Because I was reading it because it was interesting. But I held on to it because I was like, oh, I can't wait for the movie to come out. But now I had to do the. I think it went downhill. People were trying to find that. And I knew I had a copy and stuff. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know for myself, I really don't. I'm like reading old comic books, like old Batman from the 70s and 80s, you know, just digital. And I'm really enjoying that. I pretty much will not buy anything new from DC or Marvel. So,
yeah, don't do it. You waste money. I started buying the back issues of X-Men comics and stuff.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. The Claremont stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Those, whatever one, not the very old one, because those are, you know, hard to find, but like in the 90s, you know, when, Todd McFarlane was, you know, drawing and stuff.
And Jim Lee.
Yeah, it was gritty, you know, it was gruesome and stuff, more hardcore. Yeah. I was getting those. But at a certain point, it was, you know, deteriorating. Marvel and DC, like, it was just getting... it was getting boring. Like, I remember one time I was reading nothing but Batman, like nothing but DC comics. Like, I was on this whole thing of like, I'm totally, cause before I was Marvel, but then I totally hopped on DC and I was just buying all the comics that was coming out and stuff. And I was reading them too. And I said, how did they repeat the same story in 10 different comics? I was like, I couldn't. And like with Batman, it was just like, we told you this story 1,000 times, but here it is. But with a slight change, that the Riddler has went to a school.
Yeah.
A boarding school. And I'm like, well, explain, but like, you're repeating a lot of everything.
Right. I remember I kind of got turned off by Batman because they were doing all those events like Cataclysm and and things like that, and I was just like, no, this is boring. I just like reading a story beginning, middle, and end. Batman doing cool stuff. So
yeah, and Batman has his own universe. I mean, there was one I was watching where it's like, we're in the world of Batman, we have Bat Cops, and I was like, oh, come on now. We got Red Robin, and we got Nightwing and this stuff, and then you know, you got what was the youngest Robin, what's his name, Tim Drake, is that,
or, yeah, Tim Drake, yeah,
and he was doing, I don't know what he was doing, but it was just it's how many times you gotta go through Robins that just, you know, just goes on their own and just like doing their own thing and stuff. It's like, I don't know, I feel for Batman. Yeah. And then it was like Batman Beyond. And then I was reading like Milestone Comics. It was a black comics and stuff. And they did a crossover for Batman Beyond. And like, it made it where Static did most of the work. And Batman Beyond was like, cool, man. And I was like, wow. They're really just not just, they just sitting back doing nothing. But DC is just going downhill or just. And Marvel is having a midlife crisis.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, DC just about to die. It's just going down. It's just, someone needs to, you know, just revive them. But Marvel is just midlife crisis. They're just like, look at this. We're doing this and this and this. And everyone's like, no. And like, I don't know why, but I'm trying to get myself hyped up because Marvel's not doing great right now, even like the movies, but I'm trying to hype myself up to watch X-Men 97, this cartoon that's coming out, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense, but I gotta watch it to see how bad it is.
Yeah,
because I watched the old cartoons.
The old cartoon's great. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's just them trying to revive it is like, I don't think it's gonna work.
No, that showrunner got into trouble. I saw,
What?
Yeah, he's fired. He got fired from the show.
It's all bad.
Yeah,
it's all bad. I don't know what we can do or stuff, but because before it's just like, I was so into the superheroes. I was just always into superheroes or trying to make, you know, something for superheroes. But then I was like, I think superheroes is just, I think it reached its peak. I think it was just a certain amount. And Marvel was the only one that was going to keep it going where, you know how it's like, it was Marvel with their whole phases and stuff that going on that anybody else who was making superhero movies would go and see it because Marvel was good. And they were like, oh, I still want to see superhero. But now, since Marvel's bad, everyone's like, I don't want to see any superhero movies.
Yeah, they oversaturated the market. And they probably should, like, maybe not make any Marvel movies or TV shows for five or 10 years, and then maybe people will be interested in it again. But yeah, that's on them.
Yeah, they need to take a break. They need to slap, just stop it, and then just do some or something. Because now, at beforehand, when it was just Marvel, like during that whole phase and stuff going on, people just wanted to see superhero movies and stuff. And like, that's when they were like, "Oh, the cinema's dying! Oh, the cinema's dying!" But like now, since Marvel's over or you know going downhill and stuff, cinema is coming back up. I don't know if you know. I'm seeing the rise now. I have to say, the Oscars, you know, I know there's a lot less movies out because of, you know, the pandemic, and they had strikes. So of course I think the cinema is gonna come back where it's like, you know, you're now watching good movies and stuff. So
yeah, I hope so.
I think the cinema is gonna come back up, because I think right now I think the whole reboot phases and all that stuff is just, I think that's gonna fade away and stuff. I mean, even with Ghostbusters, they need to stop.
More independent stuff probably will take over.
Going forward. Yeah, I hope so. More independent stuff and everything and stuff. But other than that, with the comics and the Sheffield's Atelier, is there one comic that kind of stands out or you enjoy?
Oh, of the ones you've done?
Yeah.
Let me think. They kind of all blend together. I think I like Soda Pop.
Soda Pop. Okay. Yeah,
that's probably my favorite one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get that going, the ball running and stuff. But how the comic is going to be set up is like, of course, you know, you have the comic book and then afterwards the whole log line and all that stuff, information. Because honestly, that's just to put in there. So in case someone, you know, because when you're at convention stuff, people get it, you know, you don't know who will grab the book and be like, this might, you know, there's some potential or something. I don't know.
So all these short comics you're doing, are you going to put them in like an anthology or are you going to sell them separately?
An anthology is going to be all into one book. And so it's a bunch of book with stories and stuff. It's like a Shonen Jump.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Yeah.
So they have it all there. So they're all, you know, reading and looking at the thing, not all separate and stuff. Because if separate, it had to be like add more on it and stuff. But it's more just a book of just, it's like I would see it kind of as a sample book. And stuff.
Like a showcase type book.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a showcase just to see like its potential and everything set up and stuff. So it's, you know, it's pretty much like a pitch book. It's just, you know, pretty much a pitch comic book and stuff. And hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
I know one, like pretty much where there's a con in L.A., LA Comic Con and stuff, have a booth there and just sell. And, you know, I don't know who comes at L.A. Comic Con and stuff, but, you know.
Do they have a lot of producers and things that go to that con?
No, it's usually Comic-Con. Comic-Con is the one they have the producer. But people who I've talked, I mean not talked to, watched on YouTube where they deal with, what's the word? That goes around at comic book convention and like certain people will ask them questions or stuff or whatever. Like, how would you feel if we made a movie out of this or something or whatever? And just, I guess, you know, there's hidden people, there's hidden producers, you know.
Oh, okay.
Looking out for things or next, you know, or something.
The next big thing.
Yeah. So they're there. You just don't know who they are or, you know, what. Like, they're around there. So that's why, you know, you can't just be like maybe this. Like, oh, I'm just trying to get more, you know, what's the word? It's
exposure, maybe.
Yeah, more exposure and stuff. Yeah. So, there's hidden people. Because when I found out about that, I was like, well, now I gotta go to convention con, like stuff. Because you know, it may, you know, I may not get none, but you know, it's that possibility to get one or someone see or something. So that's another way to get, you know, discovered and stuff. More so than comic books. I mean, comic book stores and stuff. Those are just really just, you know, you just hope that someone actually goes to a comic book store to, you know, get stuff. But conventions is more profitable. And then, of course, social media is more profitable. But you have to figure out how to do that social media. And I still have yet to try to figure out.
Yeah, I'm old, so I can't. I don't know. Social media is crazy to me.
Yeah, but there's that possibility and stuff. And then it's like with me, it's like they're like, okay, we have this TikTok, and I'm like, a lot of things bad from TikTok. But then, TikTok is getting more traction and more viewers and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't want to make a TikTok because, like, already I have a YouTube. Mm-hmm. I thought that was something, but then, you know, it moved down to Facebook, and then, you know, Facebook, and then you got to have an Instagram. I'm like, Instagram, and then Twitter. Well, Twitter is just dead. I mean, now it's X. But it's just, you know, other stuff just piling up, and then all of a sudden, it's just now it's TikTok. So it's just all these, you know, all these platforms, these social media, where it's like, I'm going to work on making my website, and then after that, just have them to redirect to my website, because this is so much trying to get out. Like, of course, it is the best way to get more followers and stuff, but I've learned that if I ever make a social media page or something, I tend to just look at stuff on social media, and I get, you know, caught up in it.
Yeah, and who knows, like, in 2 years, what the next social media thing will be. It might not be TikTok anymore. It might be something else. So.
Exactly. So it's always changing. There's always something added to it and stuff like that. Even with Snapchat and stuff. So it's a lot of stuff. And it's too much. It's too much of, like, plug-in to try to keep in or, you know.
Yeah, it's just wasted. Just waste. That's why I don't like it. It just wastes too much of my time. So I just,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. It does. And like, with this, like, even with like doing this podcast and stuff, because with doing this podcast, because I've been doing this podcast for at least a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, pretty much just getting other people out here and stuff. But with this, it's like, when I was doing this podcast and trying to get all like the links and stuff for like where people can listen to it.
Yeah. And is this podcast on YouTube or is it like on Spotify or?
Well, what's crazy is that because this podcast is on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Pandora Podcasts, it's on a bunch of stuff. It's like, there's so much stuff I had to link up to. There's, you know, Overcast, there's, what's this one? This one, because I'm looking at the list. There's a CastBox.
Yeah.
It's just so much of them and stuff. So
I think Google Podcasts is actually going away. It's going to become part of YouTube, so.
Oh wow! Really? Yeah. Oh man, that is wild. But it makes sense just to merge. Yep. I don't know how that's gonna go, but yeah, with all the outlines and just, you know, access for people, just, you know, because you're trying to get access to everybody and mm-hmm. stuff, and it all depends on if someone, you know, click on the. Our podcast and then like want to listen, but it's pretty much that's so. But so, other than
so you're for your anthology book, are you gonna send sell it digitally on like Amazon or through your website, or is it just paperback copies?
It's gonna be. So it's gonna be pretty much both.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much, what is gonna be is that it's gonna be on our website. It's gonna be, you know, for digital print. I mean, digital if they want that. Okay. Print is usually most likely. I'll put in like a little disclaimer or note saying, you know. Usually print is at these conventions and stuff, so we'll be at this convention, we'll be here and stuff, and whatnot and stuff, so you can get print there and stuff, because I don't want to do print online. You know, you have to pay shipping, so that gets a little more complicated. It's like, how about you just come to the convention and just, you know, buy it there?
And are these going to be in color or black and white?
They're going to be in color. Now, some people say, unless there's some people who say if it's like superheroes or something like that, that you should always have it in color. But if it's something else, you should just have it in black and white.
Right.
Because I guess it's because it is, you know, it's not as big as superheroes, but what I've learned, what I enjoy, if I see a comic book that's in black and white, unless it has a good story, I'm not buying it. But if it has color in it, I'm going to buy it. So these books are going to have color in it. Now, but with Four Leaf Clover, since that's more leaning onto like manga and stuff or something like that, more, but it's not manga because manga is, you know, comic in Japan and stuff. But I want that feel of like Japanese books.
Yeah.
It might stay as black and white.
I think Soda Pop actually looks, the artwork for that looks really good in black and white. So,
oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think Sheffield's though should be in color. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheffield's, anything that's done by one of the guy who does the art that's like more cartoony vibe, I'm add colors for those. But the other guy, let me think. Or you know what? Let me go do the color and stuff, and then I'll send it to you. And you know, you'd be like, maybe or no, black and white will give it that more. You know.
Yeah.
But definitely. There's, you know, a couple more comics. Yeah, and there's also one I didn't mention, but this is a cartoon one.
Okay.
But this is a Little Keith from the Housetop, and this one is more of, he's a smart kid, but he likes to build mechanics and stuff, or like little stuff. So it's like he enters into these machine combat competition and stuff. Like, I don't know if you remember, but
like BattleBots.
Yes, BattleBot. That's what it is. So he's into that, and so, and he has the family and stuff dealing with all the shenanigans and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but that you'll see soon. But that hasn't been, the comic hasn't been drawn yet, because you know, these comic artists are, they gotta take their time.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. But other than that, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Let me think. No, I think we covered a lot. So if you, unless you have something, we could probably close it off there.
Yeah, I don't have nothing else. But I'm glad that you were able to be a, you know, a guest star on here. So
because
also the only reason why, you know, having all these, you know, the guests and stuff on this podcast is because I'll be away for a certain amount of month. So I'm having, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of guests and stuff, because the original team, I was trying to get them, but they're busy and stuff. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just going to get random people and just have a stock thing. So when, you know, each week I'll just, you know, hit publish and then that's out and stuff like that. So just stocking everything, just having stock.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Build but up thank, a catalog, huh?
Definitely. But thank you, Kelly, for being on here. I really appreciate it. And thank you for helping me with the, my comics and stuff. And, you know, from, you know, hopefully, you know, I hope that, you know, hopefully it turns out to be something. You know, someone
I hope they'll make cartoons or something out of some of your stuff, because I think that would be ideal, you know.
Exactly. Like that is the main thing and stuff. Just someone pick me up. Just come on, just do this. Just do it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right then. Well, you take care, and thank you, listeners, for listening. Make sure, you know, you follow the whole podcast line of on our link tree, and mostly just, I guess, listen to us on Spotify. Because I mean, I think that's mainly the big thing is Spotify. But we already have other access, even Pandora and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, then. Take care, listeners. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.